سورة المطففين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل للمطففين. Woe be to those who deal in fraud. Those who, when they have to receive by measure from men, demand full measure, and when they have to give by measure or weight to others, they give less than their due. Do these people not think that they will be resurrected on an awesome day, the day when all mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds? This word tatfif is very important. This is a person. Now Allah doesn't say that he is a non-Muslim, he could be a Muslim as well. Woe to all those who cheat people, who like to deceive people, who like to trick people. Now this can be dishonesty in business, dishonesty in trade, and not just dishonesty of a physical nature, of a tangible nature. When you cheat people of their rights, when you find a husband, for instance, who is cruel to his wife, expecting her to fulfill all his rights, and he's not concerned about fulfilling her rights. Now if we think about it, are we, God forbid, among such egotistical people? Self-centered, selfish, only taking from others, taking from our mothers, taking from our spouses, taking from our friends, and not fulfilling their rights? See, the mu'min is one who is more interested in fulfilling others' rights than demanding his own rights. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Have these people forgotten that they will be asked? It's not just their rights that have to be fulfilled. People have rights upon them as well. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us? لا يؤمن وحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you can truly believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. The mu'min is one of whom Allah says, يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. These people give others preference over themselves, even if they need it themselves. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Whoever is saved from the stinginess, from the selfishness of his own soul, from the greed of his own soul, such are the winners. People who fulfill others' rights, not just selfishly obsessed with their own rights. Allah asks us, have these people forgotten that they are going to be resurrected as well? They are going to be asked as well, did you fulfill your parents' rights? Did you fulfill your children's rights? Did you fulfill your mate's rights, your spouse's rights? لَيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is not a light day, something that you laugh about, oh well, I'll see about it, I'll think about it when that time comes. لَيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is an awesome day, the day when all mankind will stand before رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Now Allah doesn't state the day when all mankind will stand before Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. Allah reminds us that if, for instance, a husband is being cruel to his wife, abusing his wife, then he should remember the day when he has to stand before one greater than he. He should remember the day when he has to stand before one who has power over all, Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, the record of the wicked is preserved in Sijjeen. It will be of no use to deny, no use to say, no, I never did that. Allah says it's already been written down. Like it or not, admit it or not, the record will be before you. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ. What will make you realize what Sijjeen is? A register inscribed, وَيْلُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day to those who deny. Those who deny the day of judgment, and none can deny it except every transgressor beyond bounds. Only people who are interested in disobeying Allah, who want to have a good time first, they are the ones who say, oh, the day of judgment frightens me and don't talk to me of the Quran and I'm too young for this Quran. None denies it except every transgressor beyond bounds. When our verses of the Quran are recited to him, he says, tales of the ancient people. Kalla, bal, rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. No, but on their hearts is the covering of sins which they used to earn. What is this covering that is being spoken of? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a slave commits a sin, a black dot is dotted on his heart. If that person gives up that sin and begs Allah to forgive him and repents, then his heart is cleared. But if he repeats the sin, then that covering is increased till his heart is completely covered with it. The first lie you tell, the first sin you commit, and just think of it, at that time, that dot has come on your heart. Now either you can wipe it immediately, like if your clothes get stained or soiled, what do? We don't just leave them like that. We wash them instantly. Allah says, be concerned with purifying your internal as well as your external. On their hearts is the covering of sins which they used to earn. Merrily sinning away, not caring about all that they are doing. We find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the cure for such rusty hearts. And the cure for such rusty hearts is constant reading of the Quran and remembrance of death. not just that we read the Quran in Ramzan and neglect it for the rest of the year, constant reading of the Quran and remembrance of death. Kalla. You might wonder, so what's the big deal? Allah tells us what's the big deal. For people whose hearts were covered with this filth, with this rancor, surely they will be prevented from seeing their Lord that day. They will be veiled from seeing their Lord that day. Why? Because Allahu Nurus Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Only people with nur in their hearts, with nur in their vision, can perceive Allah's nur on that day. And people whose hearts are full of darkness and venom and hatred, such people will not be able to see Allah. Then indeed they will enter the burning flame of hell. Then it will be said to them, this is what you used to deny. Kalla, inna kitab al-abrari lafi illiyin. No, indeed the record of the righteous is preserved in illiyin. And what will make you know what illiyin is? A register inscribed to which bear witness those nearest. Inna al-abrari lafi na'im. Indeed the righteous will be in delight, on thrones, looking at all things. Ta'rifu fi wujuhihim nadratan na'im. You will recognize in their faces the brightness of delight, the radiance of delight. They will be given to drink of pure sealed wine. The last thereof will be the smell of musk. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. For this, let all those strive who wish to strive. This should be our dream. This should be our ultimate ambition. Not that we don't strive for the world as well, yes, but focus on this hereafter. Focus on these heights. This wine will be mixed with tasneem, a spring whereof drink those nearest to Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. Allah says, indeed, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believed. And whenever they passed by them, they used to wink to one another in mockery. Look at the vivid picture Allah depicts before us. That when you turn towards Allah, and you're running towards Allah, you're racing towards Him, there will be people who will make fun of you. There will be people who will call you fundo and fanatic and crazy. Allah says they would wink at one another. Look at her, there she goes, fundo. And when they returned to their own people, they would return jesting. And when they saw them, they said, indeed these people have gone astray, passing judgments, making fun of people who sacrificed their dunya for the hereafter. Allah says, but these sinners had not been sent as watchers over them. Who gave them the authority to pass judgment over these mu'mineen? فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. On this day, those who believe will laugh at the disbelievers. The tables will be turned. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْزُرُونَ. On high thrones, looking at all things, are not the disbelievers paid fully for what they used to do? See, the Prophet ﷺ once told us, بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا. When Islam started, people found its way strange and weird. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا. And towards the end of time, again people will find its customs strange. فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرُبَاءِ. There is good news for the strangers, for those who have the courage to obey Allah, not caring about what people might say or think of them. See, that's the liberation that is taught to us in La ilaha illallah. That you're not afraid of people, you're not doing it for people. So whether people praise you or condemn you, you're just doing it for Allah. Suratul Inshiqaq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha as-samaa'u inshaqqat وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت. When the heaven is split asunder and listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so, and when the earth is stretched forth and has cast out all that was in it and become empty and listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so, what then will happen? Ya ayyuhal insan, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي. O man, indeed you are striving towards your Lord, a sure returning. كَدْحٌ is when you reach somewhere with great toil. In other words, this life that we've been given is not just so we indolently waste it away, so we just squander these precious moments, just killing time and passing time, and not caring about how quickly these moments are ticking by. See, Allah says, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Allah is addressing all of us personally. We are moving on towards Allah. Inexorably the train of life is moving on. Some passengers have realized that they have to get off. Any station they could be told to stop. Whether it's the station of youth or adolescence or middle age or old age or maturity. And some passengers think that this train is going to go on forever. That they're just going to die in this cabin. So they're so busy decorating this cabin, they've forgotten that they need some cash for when they get off. إنك قادح إلى ربك قدحا فملاقي. Then you will meet Allah. Hazrat Ali once said that this world is moving away from you and the hereafter is coming towards you. So be children of that which is coming towards you. Don't be children of that which is moving away from you. The Prophet ﷺ told us, حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Do your own hisab before your hisab is taken. Be analyzing your actions constantly. Analyze each and every action. Will this be enough for me? Will this be enough for Allah's pleasure? Then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand. So his call came and he got off from that train. And now what's happened? As for him who will be given his record in his right hand. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. He will surely receive an easy reckoning. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. He will return to his family in joy. Like when someone is promoted or when someone, you know, receives a promotion whether in his job or in his education. Or they receive their degree and their diploma and they return to their loved ones in joy, telling them, we made it. He will return to his family in joy. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. But as for him who is given his record in his left hand, he shall pray for his destruction. When do we pray for destruction? When do we pray for death? When we can't take it. When we can't bear it. So people say, I wish I could die. On that day he will wish that he could die. And he shall enter a blazing fire and be made to taste its burning. Indeed, he was amongst his people in joy. Too busy having a good time to even think about the hereafter. Indeed, he thought that he would never come back to us. And we also think that we are not going to die. There's lots of time left. Lots of time to obey Allah. Lots of time to read this Quran. Bala, inna rabbahu kana bihi basira. Indeed, his Lord has been watching him. So I swear by the afterglow of sunset. And by the night, and whatever it gathers in its darkness, and by the moon when it is at the full, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. You are all traveling from stage to stage. Birth, infancy, childhood, adolescence, youth, middle age, old age. We don't know which station we'll be called off at. We don't know which stage will be our last stage. What is the matter with them that they still don't believe? We know that death can come at any moment. Still we don't want to think about it? Still we like ostriches hiding our heads in the sand? What is wrong with them that they don't believe? And when the Quran is recited to them, they do not fall prostrate. We hear the Quran, we know what's in the Quran. Still we don't obey? Still we ignore it? No, those who disbelieve, yukazibun, are denying. And Allah knows best what they gather. So announce to them a painful torment, except those who believe and do good deeds. For them is a reward that will never come to an end. Surah Al-Buruj. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Was-samaa'i dhatil buruj wal-yawmil maw'ud wa-shahidin wa-mashhud qutila ashabul ukhdud. By the heaven holding the firm stars, and by the promised day, and by the witnessing day, and by the witness day, accursed were the people of the ditch. A fire fed with fuel when they sat by it and they witnessed what they were doing against the believers. And they had no fault except that they believed in Allah, the Almighty, worthy of all praise. What is this a reference to? The Prophet ﷺ said, amongst the people before you, there was a king and he had a magician. When the magician became old, he said to the king, I have now become an old man, so get me a boy that I may teach him sorcery. So the king sent him a boy to teach him sorcery. Now while that boy was coming there, he met a monk and he started believing in Allah. The boy used to treat the people suffering from different diseases. A blind courtier of the king heard about the boy. He came and brought a number of gifts for the boy and he said, all these gifts are for you on condition that you will cure me. So the boy said, I do not cure anybody, it is only Allah alone who cures people. So if you believe in Allah, he will cure you. And the man believed in Allah and Allah cured him. Later the courtier came to the king and sat at the place. So the king asked him, who has given you your sight back? And the courtier said, my lord Allah. The king said, have you got another lord than I? And the courtier said, my lord and your lord is Allah. Now the king kept on torturing that man and telling him, who has taught you this? Finally that man said, it was this boy who taught me. So what the king did was that he kept on torturing and killing all the believers who believed in Allah. And finally he killed that boy. Whereupon all the people proclaimed, we have believed in the Lord of the boy. And the king came and it was said to him, this is the thing that you were afraid of, that now all the people believe in Allah. So the king ordered deep ditches to be dug at the entrances of the road. And then fire was kindled in those ditches. And the king ordered that whoever did not turn back from his religion should be cast into the ditches, and it was done. And there came a woman with her baby, and she nearly retreated from the ditch, but the baby spoke and said, O mother, be patient, you are on the truth. And so she threw herself in the fire as well. Now this is a reference to all those who try and stop the believers just for the sake of their Islam. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ What was their hatred against them? إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ That they believed in Allah, the Almighty, worthy of all praise. Why are the Chechnyans being killed? Why are the Kashmiris being killed? Because they believed in Allah, the Almighty, the All-Worthy of praise. To whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth? And Allah is witness over everything. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Indeed, those who put into trial the believing men and the believing women, and then they do not turn in repentance, then they will have the torment of hell, and they shall have the punishment of the burning fire. Indeed, those who believe and do good deeds, for them will be gardens under which rivers flow. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ That is the great success. Indeed, the punishment of your Lord is severe and painful. Indeed, He it is who begins and repeats, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ And He is most forgiving. He is full of love, owner of the throne, the glorious one. He is the doer of whatsoever He intends. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْجُنُودِ Has the story reached you of the armies of Fir'aun and Samud? No, the disbelievers persisted in denying, and Allah encompasses them from behind. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٍ No, this is a glorious Qur'an inscribed in the preserved tablet. Now we find in this surah great reassurance for the Muslims that even if the Muslims are being killed, even if they are being massacred, Allah says, these kafirin cannot get away with it. The mills of God grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. وَاللَّهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ مُحِيطٌ Allah has encompassed them. Even if they think they're getting away with it now, Allah will seize them from a place from where they would not even expect or imagine. وَاللَّهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ مُحِيطٌ Allah is encompassing them from all directions. Even if they seem to be getting away with it right now, Allah will seize them and seize them fiercely. Surah At-Tariq بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبِ By the heaven and the bright star. And what will make you know what the bright star is? The star of piercing brightness. There is no human being but has a protector over him or her. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقْ So let man see from what he is created. This man who struts and thinks that he can be angry with Allah and he can question Allah and he can disobey Allah, let him consider his origin. What was he made of? This drop of disgusting fluid. He is created from a water gushing forth, proceeding from between the backbone and the ribs. Indeed, Allah is able to bring him back to life. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ The day when all the secrets will be examined. Then he will have no power or any helper. Remember the hadith in which a martyr will be brought forward. And Allah will ask him, What have you done for me? And he will say, Oh Allah, I gave my life for you. And Allah will say, You lie. You did it so that people should call you a martyr. And a scholar will be brought forward. And Allah will ask him, What have you done for me? And he will say, I taught people the Quran for your sake. And Allah will say, You lie. You did it so that people should say of you that you were a scholar. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ The day when all the secrets will be exposed. Then he will have no power, nor any helper. By the sky, which gives rain again and again, and the earth which splits. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ This Qur'an is the word that separates the truth from the falsehood. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ It's not something to laugh about, not something that you treat lightly and say, Oh Allah is going to forgive me. Indeed, they are but plotting a plot against you. وَاكِيدُ كَيْدًا And I too am planning a plan. So give a respite to the disbelievers and deal gently with them for a while. Surah Al-A'la بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى Glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High, who has created and then proportioned, and who has measured and then guided, and who brings out the pasturage and then makes a dark stubble. سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى We shall make you recite the Qur'an, so you shall not forget it, except what Allah may will. He knows what is apparent and what is hidden. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى And we shall make easy for you the good way, the easy way. In other words, when you turn to Allah, Allah gives you tawfiq for further goodness. Do one good deed and you want to do more. فَذَكِّرْ. So remind people, إِنَّ فَعَتِ ذِكْرَى. In case the reminder profits them. The reminder will be received by one who fears, but it will be avoided by the wretched who will enter the great fire. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. Neither will he die, nor will he live. When you are in an extremity of pain, you say, I wish I could die. Neither will he be dead, nor will he be living. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, the one who purifies himself has achieved success. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَّلَّى. How did he purify himself? He remembered the name of his Lord, and he prayed. Zikr and Salat. See, zikr and salat are interlinked. Salat is the greatest manifestation of Allah's remembrance. But we should not just confine Allah's remembrance to salat. But we get up from salat and think that was it. Allah tells us, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The remembrance of Allah is the most awesome thing in this universe. You say, Subhanallahi, and you say it with sincerity, and what is between the heavens and the earth is filled. And the Prophet ﷺ told us, there are two words, which are light upon the tongue, which are heavy in the balance. Habibatan inda Rahman. Most beloved with our Rahman. And what are those words? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-azim. Qad aflaha man tazakka. The one who purified himself has made it. He's won. He's won that race. How did he achieve this purification? He remembered the name of his Lord. There are different aspects of zikr. Sometimes you can be talking to Allah in your heart. And the Prophet ﷺ told us that of the seven categories of people who will be in Allah's shade on the day when there is no shade is the person who remembered Allah in solitude and his eyes brimmed over. None to see him, none to be impressed by his love for Allah. He was just thinking about Allah and his eyes brimmed over. We find there's remembrance of Allah when you sit with a group of people and you remember Allah aloud. And Allah has told us that I am with my slave when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him in my heart. And that's such an amazing feeling of intimacy. And if he remembers me aloud in a gathering, I remember him aloud in a gathering better than his. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. But you prefer the life of this world. We find zikr boring. We're too young for this Quran. We're too young to obey Allah. We've got more exciting things to do. See how sadly Allah says that you know the path to success. You know the path to victory, but you prefer the life of this world. That's how shallow we are. وَلَاقِرَةُ خَيْرٍ وَبَقَى. Although the hereafter is better, it's more lasting. This dunya, how many years do we have in this dunya? 50, 60, 70, maximum 80, 90 years? And we prefer this to an eternity of bliss? Indeed, this is in the former scriptures. The scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. Other prophets before the Prophet ﷺ taught the same message. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. Everything on this earth will perish except the being of your Lord. Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Has there come to you news of the overwhelming? It's as if Allah is asking us incredulously that do you know about what's going to happen, that you're so busy disobeying and recklessly sinning? Has there come to you news of the overwhelming? Some faces that day will be downcast, عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبًا, laboring, weary, exhausted. People will be drowning in their own sweat, one day equivalent to 50,000 years, standing there in that blazing heat, except for those who've been granted Allah's shade. تَصْلَى نَارًا حَامِيًا. Why are they looking so exhausted? Why are they looking so frightened? They will enter the hot blazing fire. They will be given to drink from a boiling spring. No food will there be for them, but a poisonous thorny plant, which will neither nourish nor help against hunger. Will everyone be looking sad? وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمًا. Other faces that day will be joyous. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيًا. Content with their endeavor, content with their deeds. Happy that they prayed that tahajjud. Happy that they studied this Quran. Happy that they served Allah's deen. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَا. Content with their endeavors. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَا. In a lofty paradise. Wherein they shall hear neither harmful speech nor falsehood. فيها عين جارية. There will be a running spring. فيها سرر مرفوعة. There will be thrones raised high. وأكواب موضوعة. And cups set at hand. ونمارق مصفوفة. And cushions set in rows. وزرابي مبثوثة. And rich carpets all spread out. Do they not look at the camels, how they are created? Allah says, why isn't man using the faculties Allah has given him to realize that there is a purpose to this life? It's not just eat, drink and be merry for tomorrow you die. Do they not look at the camels, how they are created? And at the heaven, how it is raised? And at the mountains, how they are rooted? And at the earth, how it is outspread? فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. So remind them. You are only one who reminds. Don't sit back and say, well, there's no good in telling people. They're not going to listen. Remind them. Get up and point these blessings out to people. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ. Don't force it down their throats. You're not a dictator over them. You're not a policeman. All we have to do is convey. Except the one who turns away and disbelieves. Then Allah will punish him with the greatest punishment. إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ. Indeed, to us will be their return. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. Then upon us will be their reckoning. سُورَةُ الْفَجْرِ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. By the dawn, by the 10 nights, and by the even and the odd, and by the night when it departs, there is indeed in them sufficient proof for people of understanding. Did you not see how your Lord dealt with the people of Ad, of Iram, who were very tall like lofty pillars, the like of which were not created in the land, and with the people of Samud, who hewed out rocks in the valley, and with Fir'aun, who had the stakes, who did transgress beyond bounds in the lands, and made therein much mischief. So your Lord poured on them different kinds of severe torment. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Indeed, your Lord is ever watchful over them. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. As for man, when his Lord tries him by giving him honor and bounty, أَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. But when he tries him by straightening his means of life, he says, my Lord has humiliated me. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never mentions this man's name. In other words, Allah is telling us to think, lest we be such a person. Allah says that when we are given honor and bounty, what do we say in exaltation? رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. My Lord has honored me. I deserve this. I worked for it. I strive for it and Allah has rewarded me. But when he tries him by straightening the means of life, he says, my Lord has humiliated me. In other words, a person whose vision is so narrow, his vision is so self-centered, that when he goes through problems, he gets angry with Allah. He starts asking Allah, why has Allah done this to me? How could Allah be so cruel to me after all my prayers, after all my sadaqah? And when this person is given honor and blessings, he arrogantly assumes he deserves it. See, Allah has told us in the Quran, نَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We will test you by means of evil and good. Both are a test. So we find the example of Sulaiman alayhi salam, who had everything. And what did he say? هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرَ مَكْفُرْ. This is by the grace of my Lord, that he may test me, whether I thank him or whether I am ungrateful. And then we have Ayyub alayhi salam, who had nothing. And what was Allah testing him for? Allah was testing his sabr. Sabr and shukr, two sides of the same coin. Whether we're in a state of blessing or we're in a state of misfortune, they are both a test. Allah, balla tukrimun al-yateen. Allah says, you who are so obsessed with worldly honor, with worldly status, with worldly success, have you ever reflected upon whether you're trying to gain success in the hereafter? How do we gain that eternal success? How do we gain that eternal honor? No, but you do not treat the orphans with kindness and generosity. See, again and again we find that Allah is teaching us that the mu'min is not simply one who sits on a prayer mat all day long worshipping Allah. The mu'min is one who is sensitive to the plight of those around him. The orphans, the oppressed sections of society, people who have none to fend for them, people who have none to protect them, none to defend them from being exploited. Allah says, you're not interested in treating these orphans with kindness and generosity. You're not interested in serving humanity. وَلَا تَحَابُّونَ عَلَىٰ تُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And you do not urge one another on the feeding of the poor. In other words, not just that you do social work yourself, you inculcate social awareness amongst others as well. You serve humanity, and through serving humanity, we serve Allah. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. What then are we busy doing if we're not serving the poor, and we're not doing any social work, and we're not helping people? You devour the inheritance all with greed. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you adore wealth with much adoration. See, man's greed is insatiable. The Prophet ﷺ told us that if man had two valleys full of gold, he would wish for a third. So we are so busy amassing this wealth that we have no time to think of others. Kalla, إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّنْ دَكَّا. No, when the earth is ground to powder, those houses, those cars, those bank accounts, those clothes, that jewelry, when the earth is ground to powder. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Lord and the angels come in ranks. وَجِيَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. And hell will be brought near that day. يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ. On that day will man remember. But how will that remembrance then avail him? Too late. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. He will say, alas, would that I had sent forth for this my life. When man dies, people ask, what has he left behind? How many houses? How many cars? How many plots of land? And the angels ask, ma qaddama. What has he sent ahead? How many prayers? How many fasts? How many readings of the Quran? How many good deeds? How many sadaqat? Ma qaddama. What has he sent ahead? So on that day, لا يعذب عذابه أحد. None will punish as he will punish. ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. And none will bind as he will bind. Don't just complacently rely upon Allah's mercy. None will punish as Allah will punish. But not for all. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة. O you soul at peace. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. Return to your Lord, well pleased and having pleased Him. فدخلي في عبادي. Enter then my slaves. وادخلي جنتي. And enter my paradise. Nafsi mutma'inna, the highest spiritual dimension that we can attain. What is a nafsi mutma'inna? One who is content in all that Allah has given him. One who is content with all the commands Allah has given him. One who is content with all Allah has ordained for him. See, through our destiny Allah speaks to us, and through our worship we speak to Him. So this nafsi mutma'inna, no complaints, no frustration, no anger against Allah. I'd like to relate a story at this point, a true story, that there was this Muslim family in Karachi, and they had a Hindu maid, and she was a Shudra and untouchable, and she wasn't married and she didn't have any relatives here. So after some time, this family thought, well, why don't we preach Islam to her? Maybe she'll accept. And so they gave this Dawat of Islam to her, and she accepted. Now she became a Muslim. She was a poor woman, an illiterate woman. She didn't even know how to read the Quran. But they taught her prayers and they taught her a few du'as. She was their maid servant. She spent her whole life working for those people. Now when she was dying, those people were standing around her deathbed and saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And she looked at them directly and said, should I say what you're saying or should I say what they are saying? And the people were shocked and they said, what are they saying? Who is saying this? And this illiterate woman recited these verses. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, O you soul at peace. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. Return to your Lord, well pleased and having pleased Him. What service had she done for Islam? What status did she have? What influence, what glamour, what wealth? Nafsi mutma'inna, that love for Allah, that sincerity for Allah. فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي, enter then my slave. وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, and enter my paradise.